Shabbat Shalom and welcome to Devash Lafif, Thyatira, and to this community of believers, Yeshua says he is the Son of God. He addresses himself as the Son, Ben Elohim. Ben Elohim is, he is deity, he is God. It is, he is God. He is not, the Son of God is not less than God. He is God. He is a triune God, a uniplural God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Av, Ben, and Ruach HaKodesh. And this is the only time he uses this title in the book, in the Apocalypse, in the book of Revelation. So he's addressing them as deity, as the Son of God, maybe for some very specific reason, which we could elaborate on, but maybe having to do with, remember these, this woman Jezebel is infecting the people with her heresy, her teaching, and they're allowing it. And he says his eyes are, he has eyes like a flame of fire and feet like polished bronze. So two aspects of Yeshua, both in his judgment, his eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like polished bronze, burnished bronze. I know your deeds and your love and your faith and service and hupomone, your patient endurance, your staying strong under pressure, you're hanging in there, your deeds, your love, your faith, your agape, your bistuo, you know, it would be ahava, it would be emunah, and your avodah would be in Hebrew. These words are beautiful. He says, you have amazing things going for you, but I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, you, this woman who calls herself a prophetess. She calls herself, she's self-appointed, she claims to be a prophetess, and she's teaching and deceiving, causing my people to wander, the people in the congregation to wander, planeo, as a planet in the Greek, my servants to commit sexual immorality, perneo. They're turning away from the Lord, they're going away, wandering away from their devotion to the Lord, and they're mixing. She had the art of mixing, says Ironside. So this is the idea. You know, James says adultery, you adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that merging yourself with the world, merging yourself, let's say get it, James 4:4, he says, don't you know that your friendship with the world, you're merging yourself with the world, makes you an enemy of God. Friendship with the world is enmity, makes himself an enemy of God. And he's dealing with pride here. He says, this is when God opposes the proud, he gives grace, but he gives grace to the humble. So he's saying, don't you know that this merging yourself, this mixing, is a mixing with the same, you're just like the world, you're selfish. Just like the world, you quarrel and you conflict. If you look at the context of James chapter 4, Jacob or James chapter 4, he says, you're fighting over things. Instead of deferring, instead of humbling yourself, you're arrogant, proud, and you're being selfish. He says, don't do that. You're God's child. You're God's servants. You don't have to be that way. And you belong to the Lord. He says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. In James 4, verse 7, draw near to God in verse 8, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands. So humble yourself in the sight of God. This is the context here. And Jezebel seems to have this effect on the people of Thyatira, this prophetess. He says, I gave her time. See, she's committing, teaching them to eat food sacrificed to idols. So she's just like King Ahab, the Jezebel, his queen, was causing them to mix idolatry with the God of Israel, with Israel's God. So Jezebel, he's alluding the same idea here. She's mixing this, false gods with the God of Israel, with the true God, with Yeshua, with faith in Yeshua and God. And he says, I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her immorality. And he says, I'm going to throw her into a sick bed and those who commit adultery with her into a great tribulation unless they repent of her doings. God brings judgment here. He says he can bring judgment. Here he says she refuses to repent. Says I'll, but, and so this is what the judgment that will happen. He says, I'll also strike her children with a deadly disease. a deadly disease. Then all of Messiah's communities will know that I am the one who searches minds and hearts, and I will give to each of you according to your deeds. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not hold to this teaching and have not learned the so-called deep things of Satan, I place on you no other burden. Only hold firm to what you have until I come. Hold firm to what you have until I come. Don't give up holding firm. Hang in there. Hold firm to what you have. Continue to do what you're doing. To the one who overcomes and guards my deeds until the end, I'll give him authority over the nations. What a promise. I'll give him authority over the nations. And so this is from Psalm 2. He'll rule them with a rod of iron, an iron rod, as when clay pots are broken into pieces. Even as I received from my father, so I will give him the morning star. The morning star. He says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to Messiah's community. So it's for everyone, not just for Thyatira, it's for all the communities, all the body of Messiah. And so this is an amazing promise he ends with for this congregation to rule over the nations in the Messianic kingdom, to be able to, in Psalm 2 and Numbers 24:17, maybe an allusion to that morning star, the star and the scepter, the brightest star. Yeshua is the bright and morning star in Revelation 22:16. He's the bright and morning star. And this is the promise. So that he offers to these believers that overcome, that win, that don't quit, that hold true to the word of God and don't quit. And so hang in there. Don't quit. Don't be of those that draw back and give up. But he says, hang in there, like the promise to every Kahila, every congregation, don't quit. Don't be offended because someone hurts your feelings and quit. And don't back off because someone rubs you the wrong way. Don't be shallow, but be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And he says, you'll rule. I want you to be able to reign with me. If I can trust you here, I'll be able to trust you with authority in the future. And not everybody will have it. It's not for everybody, but there will be believers at different levels, no question about it, in the kingdom, in the Messianic kingdom when Yeshua returns. It's going to be different. It's going to be very different for all of us. And I don't know. All I know is we have to be faithful here. He says, hold firm, only hold firm. Verse 25, Revelation 2, only hold firm to what you have until I come, until I come. He's coming back. Aren't you excited? Lord, we're excited. You're coming back. You're coming back. So help us hold firm to what we have. We have you. We have you. We're married to you. We want to hold firm to what we have. We have you. We have your word. We have your promises. We have your faithfulness to us. We fall, but we get back up. We make mistakes. We're sinful. We're not perfect by any means, but we get back up and we hold firm to what we have until you come. Help us to do so as you've promised us. Help us to keep your word. We thank you, Lord, for these things. B'Shem Yeshua. And may the Lord bless you. Have a great Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom.